Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while, and now you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me." Words taken from St. John's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The origins of Mother's Day, at least as celebrated in the United States, dates back all the way to the 19th century. In the years before the Civil War, a woman named Ann Reeves Jarvis, a West Virginian woman, helped start Mother's Day work clubs to teach local women how to properly care for their children. Then things developed further. The official Mother's Day holiday, as we know it, actually arose in the 1900s as a result of the efforts of Anna Jarvis, the very daughter of that woman mentioned earlier, Ann Reeves Jarvis. Following her mother's death in 1905, Anna Jarvis conceived of Mother's Day as a way of honoring the sacrifices mothers made, especially for their children. After gaining financial backing from some major philanthropists, in May of 1908, she organized the first official Mother's Day celebration. She then started a massive letter-writing campaign to newspapers and prominent politicians urging nationwide this adoption of a special day honoring motherhood. The persistence of this woman, Anna Jarvis, paid off because in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson signed a measure officially establishing the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. But I think there needs to be some further development in this special day, namely honoring one's mother as she ages. When her children have become adults, and they start their own families. I recently read a very sad poem that considers the older mother, the mother who has been forgotten. In fact, the poem is literally entitled "The Forgotten Mother," and it reads the following, quote, "A gray old woman sits all alone, unloved, uncherished, and unknown, sitting beside her broken door, dreaming of days past long ago, when children played about her knee, filling the air with childish glee, tended by her with loving care, knowing the blessing of a mother's prayer. But now they have gone, each to his own life, a girl to her husband, a boy to his wife. Forgetful are they of her who sits here, silently weeping a trickling tear." And then it ends by saying, "For striving for things in a life so brief, blind their poor eyes to a dear mother's grief. But does she upbraid them in a word or in mind, nor does she neglect to her seem unkind. She'll forgive and forget all unkindness they've shown, this poor old woman who sits all alone." The stories of mothers, and you can read them, the stories of parents in general being forgotten, abandoned, or even abused, unbelievably, even being abused, are numerous. Consider the story of Judy, as recounted in a newspaper interview just a few months back. Judy is a 67-year-old widower with a number of children, a number of grandchildren too, but hasn't seen any of them for years. She said, "I gave birth to a number of children, but now they are strangers to me. It breaks my heart, and I miss them terribly." Judy continued, "I have racked my mind and tried to work out what I have done that could have justified this abandonment. I'm at a loss to what I've said or done wrong." Unquote. Judy, the article stated, has now given up trying to contact her children, her adult children, but still diligently sends presents each year to the grandchildren on their birthday. Jane grew up in the 1960s. She observed that children back then in general were grateful if our parents fed us, that they sheltered us, they sent us off to schooling, but our kids in the modern age oftentimes get everything, and yet they still want more. Yet another example. One father of three children tells of how he and his wife have been cut off and ignored by their eldest son, who is now a highly successful businessman. On Mother's Day, he refused to visit. Instead, stated the father, quote, "We received an hour-long rant over the phone and all the things we'd done wrong as parents, including once driving away from him when he was naughty as a boy. We did this to all of our children in one stage or another, and it was quite an effective strategy. Taught them a lesson and made them behave better. It turned out okay, and we're just trying to do the best we could as parents at that time," unquote. According to statistics and a lot of academic studies, adult children distancing themselves from their parents and even distancing the grandchildren from their grandparents is a growing problem, practically unheard of in past ages. And mothers are especially suffering. Motherhood was such a large part of their lives, and when it's gone, there's a big hole. Putting aside our real concerns about this present pontificate, our present Holy Father has had much to say about this modern trend of children, adult children, abandoning their parents, or the young forgetting the elderly. Just a few years ago, the Pope stated, "It is a mortal sin," he stated, "to discard our elderly. The elderly are not aliens to us. Children who do not visit their elderly and ill parents have seriously sinned," unquote. For those who have read the life of our present Pope, it is clear that he himself had a very close relationship with his grandmother when he was growing up, and has urged Catholics many times to not neglect the elderly or the sense of memory that they bring to their families and to society. It seems that modern man has lost his sense of memory and has lost an appreciation of the family history and family tradition, the things that used to bind generations together in the extended family. Filial piety, the love of a son for his mother, the love of a daughter for her mother. Filial piety is largely lacking in men of the modern age. Let us not fall prey to such a mindset, but rather honor, reverence, and love our parents, and especially our mothers on this day, to visit them, to call them, to do something special for them on this day. And I cannot think, truly, I cannot think of a more sad occurrence than an adult child distancing himself from his mother, rarely if ever speaking to her, never spending time with her, and then finding out that she is sick, perhaps even infirm in the hospital or a nursing home, yet still not visiting, putting off the call, and then finding out that she had passed away, perhaps in her sleep, or perhaps awake and all alone. I cannot imagine a feeling of guilt in a son were that to happen to him. As a final note, many of us witnessed the great cathedral of Notre Dame de Paris engulfed in flames on the evening of April 15th, 2019. Crowds of stunned Parisians and tourists, some crying, others offering prayers, watched on in horror and helplessness as the roof and steeple were consumed in flames. One onlooker stated, quote, "Paris is disfigured. The city will never be like it was before," unquote. Another person cried out, "It's finished. We'll never be able to see it again. It's incredible. Our history is going up in smoke. Such a loss for humanity." Many knelt in prayer, recited rosaries, and sang the Ave Maria. The great symbol of France, the icon of Gaul, the very mother church, if you will, of France, was dying before their eyes. A history professor commented, "Notre Dame is the entire culture. The entire history of France is incarnated in this monument, is enfleshed in this monument. It is a very epicenter of French life." It was an amazing scene to view, a burning church, a dying mother, if you will, with children around her in tears and in disbelief. And yet churches and important, meaningful structures have been engulfed in flames before. It happens every once in a while. Church goes up in flames. Something is destroyed completely. People grieve for such a loss of an important edifice. But eventually they move on. Sons who visited their mothers regularly are sad when they see their mother die. But their grieving is healthy. It's natural. They are sad but still hopeful. But sons who distance themselves from their mother, even abandoning her in her old age, are struck with a grief which is far greater, because it's often combined or coupled with guilt, a deep, deep guilt. Parisians gazed upon their mother dying, and they were filled with grief. And yes, they were filled with guilt, many of them, for they had abandoned their spiritual mother, the church, centuries before. They never visited her for prayer or mass. They never asked if they could help her. Their mother, who had given them supernatural birth at baptism, nursed them with the Holy Eucharist, the flesh and blood of Christ, healed and bandaged them with the sacrament of penance, taught them the faith, and prayed for them, was now dead. They had gone to the funeral, but they never had a sense of saying goodbye. How sad. How very sad to have abandoned one's mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.